Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
A couple of weeks ago, Stuart Rosenthal and I touched on drones and the use of drones in real estate. Flying a drone is just, it's not like flying a hobby aircraft. This is a conversation I was having with Stuart Rosenthal earlier today. Not when it comes to selling your house, okay? It's not, you think of a hobby craft of, you know, flying. There's a guy in our neighborhood who's got this airplane that he flies, and he flies it so deftly. It's amazing. He gets that thing going straight up and then turns and spins and drops it down and lands it beautifully and so on. He'd probably be great at flying drones, but it's not the same when you sell your house. Okay, the rules, they were grayer when drone usage was in its infancy, okay, when very few drones were being used. But now that these flying gadgets have seemingly become as ubiquitous and annoying as mosquitoes in some parts of our country, they've come under scrutiny, which is natural, with the Federal Aviation Administration and the FAA has brought down the hammer on them. Now, anytime you want to use a drone for any commercial purpose, including selling a private residence, you're going to need to acquire a permit or petition the FAA. So we went to the FAA's website looking for an exemption, which can take months, and there's no guarantee the FAA will approve your request. Well, actually, you have to go through the process of acquiring a license to fly an airplane or have some sort of a pilot's license. We found the exception, the easier exception would be getting one for an air balloon. You know, that's a fairly drastic step that you need to take, but that gives assurance if you're going to be flying something into the air and it's going to be going over people's houses that you have the experience to understand draft and speed and other things, just like you would if you were flying inside of an actual airplane. So I think this is actually, I think it's a good thing. It limits my ability as a real estate agent to fly my own drone, but it means that professional drone flyers, pilots, and people like that who could fly drones would be people can get qualified. They can fly them, and the industry will take off, literally take off, and we'll see more drones in use. So for now, I have parked my drone. I'm not using it. I used it a few times, and I show people what we can do. And we have a property up near Sugarloaf Mountain that we hope to bring to the market sometime in the next 3 to 4 months. And that's on 30 acres, beautiful parcel of land. And we're definitely going to have a drone fly over that property before we put it up for sale. You know, the dangers of using drones are many. So the dangers of untrained person piloting a drone, personal injury, property damage, privacy, and public nuisance issues. Think about this. You have a drone that goes over your house to picture, you know, shoot images of your property, and they go over your neighbor's house, and your neighbor is in the backyard sunbathing nude. Now what happens then? You know, and how do you handle that crossover into your next door neighbor's airspace? Ken, do you have any suggestions on that? Any thoughts on what
I was just going to say, what area is this in? What neighborhood are you?
No, this is not actually something that's happening.
But these drones have, to do you any good, they'd have to have cameras, video cameras on them.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So yeah, then if you're flying over somebody's, you know, backyard pool or whatever it might be, yeah, that is kind of an invasion of privacy.
Right. So, and you've got airspace, which when you buy real estate, you have rights to the airspace up on lines on your property up to a certain point in the air. And so if somebody's flying something through your airspace without your permission, that also can violate your rights as a homeowner.
I think it's like 500 feet, but I'm not sure.
Right.
300 or 500 feet.
So. Well, so most drones don't fly that high to get a good image of the house. It's the rare drone that's flying that high for commercial purposes. Maybe when Amazon or other companies start flying packages, they'll fly them at 1,500 feet, and then they'll drop down directly above the property so they're not interfering with anything. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. We'll see what happens. But, hey, for selling real estate, nowadays, you're just best to have a professional drone pilot do it, an FAA-approved company do the work for you. Yes, this great advice coming to you straight from the walls here of the the Ken Hunter studio here at WMAL, folks. Ken Hunter's been behind the board for a long time here at WMAL, and he's done a great job to help me help you. So hope that was helpful. So you getting ready for winter? All right. And you want to know how to winterize your house? You start to think about that. If you're heading out of town, going to the south, I'm going to be posting a very good article on top tips for winterizing your vacant home on our website at ericstewartgroup.com. That'll be up tomorrow. So don't hesitate to check out the top tips for winterizing a vacant home. Okay, you want a couple of these? Okay, sure. All right, I'll give you a couple of them. So, have the trees trimmed over the house. Why? Because of ice problems, trees will drop their branches into your gutter. The gutters can fill up, and, you know, it could lead to your insurance denying your claim, right? That's important. Use mothballs to keep insects out of the house. This is one that I don't personally like because the smell is so unpleasant, and it's one of those smells that doesn't ever seem to leave. Once you use mothballs, it seems like you can never get rid of that mothball smell. But this is the suggestion of this author. Talk to your gas company about disconnecting the gas supply. So a gas, this is the rarity, okay? A gas, and I'd like to say gas without lisping while I'm saying it, but a gas explosion can cause even more damage than frozen pipes. And how many times have you seen a gas explosion in your neighborhood? Right. I mean, it happens all the time, right? Not. So make the home appear occupied at a glance. So just in case the burglars decide that they're not going to actually stare at your house, if they only glance at it, it will look like it's occupied. So you want to put some lights on, things like that. Check on the home periodically. There are new products out there that will allow you to monitor your house from your smartphone. If you're not using a smartphone and don't know how to do it, call a trusted advisor from one of the alarm companies to come in and give you an idea of how you can monitor your property even while you're in, say, Florida or in Arizona for the winter. All right, that and so much more. Hey, it's coming close to our closing time. I do want to mention two properties to you. These are two houses that we've put up for sale. You know, yes, I am in the business of selling real estate. Done that for now 27 years. We've sold over 140 homes this year. And two properties, one in Potomac on Atwell Road for $700,000. Another one on Dewood Drive, which is in Gaithersburg area near Flower Hill for $495,500, and other properties that we have coming to the market over the next 2 to 3 weeks. These are houses where people have decided that it's time to sell. Let's get them up for sale. Generally speaking, these are properties that are not occupied, so there's no reason for the owner to not try to sell and move these properties along. Take a virtual tour of these properties, and all the properties in Virginia and D.C. Our coming soon section on our website will give you a heads up on listings that we have not come quite to the market yet. Properties coming up in Fairfax and Annandale and Alexandria and McLean. We've got properties in Washington, D.C. and all over Maryland. So thankfully, you can get all that information in one spot. Isn't it great? The internet is a great tool. ericstewartgroup.com. That's the site to go to find out how to sell your house fast, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, just download the market ready guide, how to start the process of right sizing. Wouldn't it be nice to just shut the door and then magically walk in the door of another place and everything that was in your house is just magically organized with all the stuff you really don't want gone without you having to deal with it? Well, I can't quite do that for you, but I'd give you a lot of good suggestions on how to start that process in the right sizing guide. Again, download your copy at ericstewartgroup.com or toll free. Call us if you don't have the internet. Call us anytime, 1-800-900-9104. Just tell us what you want. If you want a market evaluation, you want a guide, we'll send it over to you. Again, that's 800-900-9104. Closing thoughts right after this.